She will use cloth to cover herself. And she will say, I did not kill anybody's child. Nobody can kill my child. The first time I would hear that was from my grandma. Blessed memory. I was shocked. They will say simple things that what? I did not kill anybody's child. Nobody can kill. These were people that have not even come to the age of light that you have gotten into. And no witches and wizards will be able to eat any of their children because they are aware. That's a talking mothers, a praying mother, a speaking mothers. Our generation is growing up with shawarma. We are growing up with things that does not matter. The understanding of our identity, might and power as a woman is disappearing. We are losing it to flimsy things of this world. The flower, the gyration, the whatever it is, beautiful. Some, I'm talking from the context of life, the proposal. Everything now, will you marry me? All these things. In the context of life, we are losing the main thing. They are beautiful. They should be done. There should be honor. But let there be an understanding in your mind that you are entering that home for a purpose. You are there for an assignment. You are there so that when Satan comes through the gate and the man cannot see, you will wake up and say, I am here. He is not alone in this battle. It is two shall be greater than one. Can two walk together except they agree? Two shall chase 10,000. It's not only one person that is fighting this battle. There is a woman somewhere there that is also a power. Do you know who you are? When you don't know, Satan will cheat you. Satan will give you sickness and disease, and you too will be like, hey, yeah. They call it the women's sickness. And you too will be rotting. But when you know who you are, sometimes your tongue needs to be changing. I have come to an understanding. Hope you know the believer is fashioned in that carcass. We are called the bride of Christ. There is a reason. Eternity is written after that script. Do you know who you are, man? Because if you don't know, you will live. Look at the Bible. Say, he that finds a woman finds what? A good thing. Now, he didn't say a girl, because a girl is still growing. He said a woman. That means one that have come to the understanding of what she represents. Her office, her identity. He said you have found a good thing. Because even if your life is not good, from that day, good things will begin to happen. Surely, there is something called goodness. There is something called mercy. Church shall begin to follow you because you have found what? A good thing. So he said you should celebrate. Celebrate because you have found a good thing. Come on,